بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The second phase of the revolution statement addressed to the Iranian nation on the occasion of the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. The adversaries of the revolution are strongly motivated in their efforts to spread distortions and lies about the past and even the present, exploiting money and all the necessary tools for it. The bandits of thought, creed, and awareness are ample. The truth cannot be heard from the enemy and his troops. The Islamic Revolution and the establishment that rose from it started from scratch. Firstly, everything was against us. The corrupt regime of Taghut Pahlavi tyranny, which in addition to its dependence and corruption tyranny and being coup-based, was the first royal regime in Iran that was brought to power by the foreigners rather than by the force of sword. The government of the United States and some other Western governments, or the extremely chaotic situation inside Iran, and the shameful backwardness in science and technology, politics, spirituality, and any other virtue.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Secondly, there was no precedent experienced before us, and the path ahead of us had not been walked. Obviously, Marxist uprisings and the like could not represent a role for a revolution that emerged from the head of the Islamic faith and knowledge. Islamic revolutionaries began without an example and experience, and the combination of a republic and Islam and the means for the formation and progress of it were not achieved except through the divine guidance as well as the luminous heart and the great thought of the late Imam Khomeini. As this marked the first brilliance of the revolution. Then the revolution of the Iranian nation transformed the bipolar world of that day into a three-polar world. And then, with the fall and disappearance of the Soviet Union and its allies and the emergence of a new poles of power, the new dichotomy of Islam and the arrogant front became a prominent phenomenon of the contemporary world and the focal point that is attracting the world's attention. On the one hand, the aspirated look of the oppressed nations, freedom-seeking movements, and some independence-seeking states of the world fixated on it. And on the other hand, it was screened by resentful and malicious eyes of the world's bullying regimes and blackmailer thugs.
Allah, I want to thank you. That you've done for me through all my years I've been lost. You guided me